an epic and abrupt ending to a song called Fat by an artist named Post, perhaps better known as James Wilkinson from High Pass Filter, a record that I've been giving a bit of a rinsing here on Against the Arctic. And welcome to the show for this week. It's about 5 minutes past the hour of eight. You are on 3RRR with myself, Declan Kelly, until the hour of 10 o'clock. A big thanks to Jonathan Alley for Under the Sun. He's taking a couple of weeks off, and hopefully you'll enjoy his break. Thanks to Jonathan. And also to Phoebe Squared for filling in for this program last week while I was absent. She did a great job, so yeah, big thanks to her. Got a busy show, as is always the way when you miss a week. There's plenty of music to get through, both new and old. We'll be hearing from the Daktari Soul Explosion, a new release on the Daptone Records label, and I've also just come across, I've done a little Christmas sampler, which seems to have a couple of tracks from a guy named Binky Griptite, the curiously named gentleman that fronts the Sharon Jones Band as kind of the MC. You might have remembered him if you went to see Sharon Jones play any of the three shows this year as a sort of very assured band leader, and but also went on quite incessantly about the Daptone website and how you could get anything you wanted from that website, which was wearing a little thin at the end of the show, I have to say. But apparently this record's pretty smoking. There's a couple of Christmas jams on there, so we might hear something from that. Some beats from New Zealand producer Oda, who's a member of the group Open Souls, have been doing some fantastic stuff independently on their own label From the Crate. Might hear from The Blow, maybe from Qua, and also Sven Liebach. Some instrumental hip-hop. I've also dug out some old Detroit techno bits and pieces, some soundtracks. It'll be the usual pretty wild mix for the next couple of hours. I hope you can stay tuned. We're going to hear another new record from The Whitest Boy Alive, which is a new group for Earl and Doy from Kings of Convenience, and also has produced one of his own solo records. It's a closing track called All Ears, and this is a nice one that one of my guests on the DJ Mix segment probably about a month or two ago pulled out, and I really enjoyed it, so I thought we'd hear it again. Also on the 31st of this month, which is indeed New Year's Eve, there is an edition of this show, and we're doing a bit of a wrap-up of my favourite records of 2006, of which this and the last song may well feature, or at least the albums from whence they came. So yeah, if you're getting ready to go at 8 to 10 on New Year's Eve, I'll be doing a wrap of the year. But here's Whitest Boy Alive.
Natural to feel. 5 minutes without talking.
Triple R's December grid has begun. Keep an ear out for a few changes. Dave Butterworth's Galactic Zoo moves to Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. For your jazz fix, The Village with Jessica Nicholas now starts at midday Thursday, followed by all new The Drift with Kim Jurek at 2. Michael Cusack's Noise in My Head can now be heard at 10 p.m. on Sunday. And Steve Cross joins Triple R presenting Beat Orgy from 6 p.m. on Saturday night. To check out the new grid, go to www.rrr.org.au.
As the season of gift-giving descends upon us, Triple R comes to the rescue with some Rip Snorter merch. It'll have your friends and family heaping mucho praise on you for your good taste and thoughtfulness. Our latest offerings include the spunky limited edition Black Sheep T-shirts designed by Triple R subscriber and competition winner Emily Shinzig. They're available in a whole barnyard of colours and sizes, including some for the kiddies, and only a measly $25 for subs, $30 for those not yet part of the Triple R flock. Or if you like a bit of brand loyalty, there's the classic Triple R logo tee available in black, white and red. $22 for subs, $27.50 for non-subscribers. For those of you who like to keep your tinny ice cold the Australian way, there's the Triple R stubby holder for $8.50. And if your keys just aren't sexy enough, give them some swing and bling with a Triple R keyring, only $4. Last but not least, there's hours of fanciful reading in the Triple R biography, Radio City, the first 30 years on Triple R. That's enough to make anyone fall asleep on the beach. You can collect your sack full of goodies by calling the station on 9388 1027, or get busy shopping online at www.rrr.org.au. Happy non-specific season of joy from all the little elves here in the happy land of Triple Aha.
I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me.
Nobody and the Mystic Chords of Memory. Taking on Wouldn't It Be Nice from the Beach Boys with a tribute to Pet Sounds called Do It Again, which has just come out. Features lots of fantastic contributions. The Oldham Brothers, amongst other people. Architecture in Helsinki. Micah P. Hinson and Daniel Johnson. And it's just nice, isn't it? Preview 73 before that. With Tionde Braxton, a little help from a track called Mantra 2. And Tionde Braxton is actually in a group called Battles, who apparently are quite phenomenal live. I had a friend who saw them overseas. I don't think they've made it out to this island of ours yet. But Tionde's in the group. And Warp have released a couple of their EPs, C and the EPC and the BEP. And underneath me right now is something called Traz 3, which is off the BEP. We heard from Choir before previews. Watercolour from the album Painting Monsters on Clouds. Really fantastic record, and we're excited about something new from Choir, a more deliberate studio outing coming in 2007. There was a short one before that from Sven Liebeck, White Limestone Blues, Norwegian-born but Australian residing film composer. And that's off a collection called Inner Space of his recordings for music from various different films. It's just come out on CD and record. And he did contribute some music to, among many other films, The Life Aquatic, the name of the director, Wes Anderson. It was about to escape me, but it didn't. And we started off with Whitest Boy Alive, All Ears, thanks to the unknown caller about that track. Hope you managed to get the details down. Thought we might hear something from the Yesterday's New Quintet, better known as Madlib. And this is going back a little while, one of the first EPs he released on Stone's Throw. And might use this opportunity, take this opportunity to cut into some hip-hop beats for a little while. If you just tuned in, you're on 3RRR Against the Arctic is the program until 10 o'clock here with Declan. We'll be right back.
Thank you. around and things are so weak, people are so weak. Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes my heart gets heavy. Sometimes I just wanna leave and fly away. Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Passion takes over me. Feel like a man going insane. Lose my brain trying to maintain all my things. Hey, 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 hey. Put my heart and soul into this yard. I hope you feel me where I am to wherever you are. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my babies, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get into no war. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. But me say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My Abby say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. I'm on black people. My dream will say, shine your light on the world.
Steph Umi says the closing track from his amazing album Black on Both Sides. The Black Velvet were before that, another release from the Truth and Soul label. This time a reissue as opposed to some of the newer stuff they've been releasing from the Bronx River Parkway and El Mikel's Affair, which we've been hearing a fair bit of here on the show. A track called An Earthquake's Coming If You Don't Straighten Up. Very tasty old soul number, followed on from a couple of hip-hop instrumentals as promised, JD with Tamita from the unreleased instrumentals, and Open Souls, some production from New Zealand's Ota, and that was Sweet Love. The track we heard was the instrumental version. We started off with yesterday's new quintet, going back some time from an EP release from Madlib's Pretendy jazz group that he made up, complete with fake bios and stories behind all the musicians, the non-existent musicians. He made up a number of personas, and even further to that, went on to make records under some of those pretend personas, some of which we've played here on the show. That was about the top of that bracket. It's about 16 minutes to the hour of 9. You are on 3RRR, and it's Against the Arctic until 10 o'clock. I thought we might stay with some soulful sounds. This time it's Candy Staton, who was re-released on Honest John's maybe about a year or two ago, and when they did that, they got some contemporary people to remix her work, and one of them was French house and electronic producer Pepe Braddock, who's sort of been a little bit quiet of late, but this is a fantastic track of Candy's called Evidence from her, I think from the early Fame period, so they were reissuing, but and this is the Pepe Braddock kind of having a go. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, Ha!